others, and the more they know of you, the easier it will be to find common ground on which to base all future creativity and collaboration. Staying connected with customers in the digital world, says Richard Branson, the Virgin Group mogul recently voted most influential British business figure, is keeping many executives awake at night. He says, how companies adapt to this energetic and sometimes chaotic world will define their future successes. The website, Facebook page, blog, and Twitter feed are no longer add-ons to a business's communication budget. They should be central to its marketing strategy and used in coordination with other marketing efforts. The key, says Branson, is not defaulting your digital media into mere transactional mode. Instead, open them wide for ongoing communication as well. We now live in a connected world where the idea of companies and customers being instantly and constantly in touch is not an exception, it's the expectation. The rise of social media, writes Branson, has presented exciting challenges and caused us to question our usual ways of doing business. To succeed, such efforts must be supported from the top. David Cush, CEO of Virgin America, freed up the management of these social media channels from the company's classic hierarchy. His social media team is made up of 20-somethings who have been given broad guidelines and then let loose. These digital natives at Virgin have employed Facebook and Twitter as part of the company's communication strategy. This open digital connection allowed for a unique connection opportunity that flowed into a successful marketing campaign. Many West Coast animal shelters were bursting at the seams with chihuahuas, and something needed to be done to give the little dogs a better chance to find good homes. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals intervened, contacting Virgin America and asking if the airline would help fly several dogs from San Francisco to New York. Virgin immediately agreed and even volunteered crew members to accompany the small passengers. Virgin's digital team promoted this story through all their communication channels. It went viral, explains Branson, and also sparked the interest of the traditional media, drawing attention to the ASPCA and Virgin Atlantic's efforts to help. We then used the story as the basis of a very successful online sale on flights to Mexico. The traditional roles of advertising, marketing, and customer relations have changed. So too has the role of today's leader. In digital time and space, with open access and frequent communication, the perfunctory principles of corporate activity have largely broken down and been replaced by the basic principles of human relations. If you don't know how to win friends and influence people in a genuine and positive manner today, not only will you have trouble keeping pace in a marketplace ruled by the consumer, you will also have trouble keeping your people employed. Long gone are the days when leaders can lord it over their reports from behind closed doors in top-floor offices accessible only by private elevators. In truth, those days never existed where effective leadership is concerned. Not in 1936, and not now. Today, with full-time connectivity as the norm, the consequences of remote leadership are more palpable. Physical proximity is not the main issue. Relational proximity is. While an individual can only occasionally maintain a productive, progressive relationship without a reasonable measure of physical presence, no person in the world, especially a leader, can maintain progressive influence without relational proximity. It is true that the world is now open for business, but your first task remains the business of humanity. The greatest endeavors are and always will be interdependent and interactive. In the end, the art of winning friends and influencing people in the digital age is summed up in the activity of connecting and staying connected on common ground.
How to Win Friends and Influence People in the Digital Age was written by Dale Carnegie and Associates, Inc. with Brent Cole and read by Robert Petkoff. It was recorded by Jessica Weiss and Andrew Thomas at CDM Studios in New York. Editing and post-production by Hudson Sound. The associate producer was Christina Zarafanidis. How to Win Friends and Influence People in the Digital Age was produced and directed by Karen Perlman. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. How to Win Friends and Influence People in the Digital Age is available in hardcover from Simon & Schuster. Also from Simon & Schuster Audio, How to Win Friends and Influence People Deluxe 75th Anniversary Edition, written by Dale Carnegie and read by Andrew McMillan, with a bonus CD featuring vintage recordings of Dale Carnegie.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.